Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for Tuesday, February 17, 2009. For the second day in a row, the Israeli army kidnaps scores of Palestinians in the West Bank, and doctors call for people to donate blood in Gaza. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli military kidnapped 26 Palestinian civilians during pre-dawn and morning invasions targeting several West Bank cities and towns on Tuesday, Palestinian sources reported. The sources said that the invasions took place in Tul Karim, Jenin, Qalqilya, Ramallah, Bethlehem and Hebron cities. Witnesses said that Israeli troops invaded Tul Karim city and nearby village, then kidnapped 9 civilians after searching a number of homes there. Also in the northern part of the West Bank, Israeli troops invaded the city of Qalqilya, searching homes and then kidnapping 7 civilians. In the southern part of the West Bank, Israeli forces invaded the village of Husan and Beit Umar near Bethlehem city and kidnapped 7 civilians. Moreover, 3 civilians were kidnapped during home searches in Hebron city and nearby villages, local sources reported. On Monday, the Israeli army kidnapped 34 Palestinians during pre-dawn invasions targeting a number of West Bank communities. In Gaza, the Palestinian Ministry of Health issued calls on Tuesday for people with blood types negative Rh to donate blood in the local hospitals in Gaza. The ministry said that the blood bank has run out of all blood types negative Rh due to the Israeli constant attacks and continued siege. Last month, Israel ended a 22-day-long offensive which left 1,300 killed and more than 5,500 injured. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura and George Shmawi.